Good afternoon. This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Mr. Martrell Williams, ADC number 161. Stand by, I need to correct that. This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Mr. Martrell Williams, ADC number 144306. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Williams is 41 years old and currently serving a 6-year and 10-year prison sentences concurrently for aggravated driving or actual physical control while under the influence of intoxicating liquor or drugs, a Class 4 felony with one prior felony conviction, and possession or use of a narcotic drug, a Class 2 felony with two prior felony convictions. He pled guilty and was sentenced on July 28, 2015. He's asking for a 2-year and a 6-year reduction from his 2 prison sentences. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections, time computation, he has an absolute release date of November 14, 2023. If this reduction is granted, Mr. Williams' absolute release date would be June 10, 2020. The purpose of Mr. Williams' request for commutation is based on his assertion that he pled guilty, expecting his sentence to be mitigated for such a small amount of cocaine found in his possession. He felt bullied into taking a plea agreement based on the fear of the potential outcome of a jury trial. Takes full responsibility for his actions, believes himself rehabilitated, and wishes return to the community to serve his invalid wife and family. Has numerous letters of support from an extended family. He has had no discipline DOC during this prison sentence. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Williams' sentence was excessive, said charge carries a presumptive sentence of 4.5 years and 10 years respectively. He received the maximum 6-year sentence for aggravated DUI, but the presumptive sentence for the drug charge. Considering that Mr. Williams has previous convictions for narcotics drugs in 1998, aggravated assault 2005, and dangerous drugs in 2009, I do not find, based on the totality of my summary, I do not find his prison sentences excessive, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Mr. Quinones?
Yes.
I believe that Mr. Williams was on probation at the time of the offense.
Thank you for the addition. As I've mentioned before, sometimes it's glaring in the research, and sometimes it's kind of hidden underneath. But yes, also probation, and that is confirmed by the cover sheet, Maricopa County Adult Probation, for 3 years. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is I make a motion that Martrell Williams, ADC number 144306, not be passed to Phase 2.
Second.
Agree.
And this concludes our hearing. Thank you.